Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Dave Bass is a pianist, composer, and lyricist with a musical career that started at the age of 7. He played piano all throughout his childhood, college years, and then supported his family as a full-time musician. But that destiny was abruptly halted after an accident seriously damaged his wrist and sidelined his music career. But that's when Dave took a hard left turn and enrolled in law school, passing the bar and eventually becoming a California Deputy Attorney General. But his passion for music was just simply on pause. 20 years after Dave's injury, while still working at the AG's office, an impromptu event at a party reshaped and restarted his musical career all over again. We're going to talk to him about that moment in just a minute, and we'll learn more about his music, like this piece called El Cordobés. And we are delighted to have Dave Bass here in the studio to talk about his work as a pianist once again. Welcome to Insight, Dave.
Thank you. It's really a pleasure to be here, Vicky. Thanks for having me.
Oh, so happy to have you. Well, we're going to pick up the story from where we kind of left off. When you were at that party, not having played music professionally at least for 2 decades, what happened in that moment?
Well, the guy who was having the party simply asked me to sit in between 2 bands' performances, and I agreed to do that. And the bass player from one of those bands, a fine local bassist, Harley White Jr., came over and said, "Oh, can I sit in with you?" And I said, "Oh, sure." And we played, and he invited me to jam sessions, and the beast was reawakened, so to speak. And it was, even though my chops, you know, my technique was really down, I had a lot of pent-up emotion that came out. So it was exhilarating to play again.
Given that it had been about 20 years since you were playing professionally, and you talk about that pent-up emotion, when it came up, did it surprise you when you were actually playing?
A little bit, yeah, it did surprise me.
I can imagine so. I mean, since then, let's talk about your musical journey since you resumed playing music professionally.
Yes. Well, for a few years, I did both. I had 1 foot in the law and 1 foot in music. And finally, the music was just too seductive. And I was seduced and retired from my legal career and just have been doing music full-time ever since. I have this wonderful trio that I work mm-hmm. with now, with Kerry Kashiwagi on bass and Scott Gordon on drums. And we're going to be playing August 6th at the Auburn State Theater, which is a wonderful venue with tiered seating, great Steinway grand piano, great sound system. So we hope everyone can come up to Auburn and see the trio.
It's it's a short drive, about 30 minutes from Sacramento, in a beautiful area, too.
Yeah, indeed.
Well, we're going to get a little bit of a taste of the range of some of your tracks. So we're going to start off with Bud on Bach. I do not need a cup of coffee when listening to that. That is just wonderful, and I'm just visualizing your fingers on the piano. You got to unpack the name for me, Bud on Bach.
Well, it's a composition by one of my piano heroes, Bud Powell, and he took he recorded that as a solo mm-hmm. piece, and he took the CPE Bach piece, which we just heard, played that and then went into sort of a jazzy version of the theme, which another 15 seconds we would have heard there. And that's the title. So it's his tune. I do another Bud Powell tune on this on Volume 2, A Tempest Fugit. And I love Bach. I mean, I think Bach is probably the most important musician I've ever encountered. And I spend a lot of time encountering him at home. You know, yeah. I don't consider myself a classical performer, but that piece is sort of a nice way to enter that world where Bach and jazz intersect. And Bud knew that. You know, he recorded this probably 1951 or so. I think Bach swings like hell. I mean, I think his rhythmic propulsion is on a par with the best swinging jazz. And there you are.
And you certainly capture it in that piece. Now we're going to head to Volume 2 because you do have two volumes. And the next song we're going to play is Baltic Bolero. Now, if I understand this correctly, this was an original composition that you wrote while on a cruise with your wife in the Baltic Sea.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. And very cleverly, when she heard me play it, she said, "Well, oh, it's Baltic Bolero." And I said, "Okay." And the name stuck. And yeah.
The rest is history.
Yeah, this is the second time I've recorded this tune. The first time was on New York City Sessions with the late, great Phil Woods. And I added a fine local guitarist, Barry Finnerty, on this one, who previously recorded with Miles. And this is sort of a fresh version of it.
Well, it's wonderful. And we have one last one before we let you go. We're going to listen to Gandinga from Volume 2. Spice in this. And you've said that Afro-Cuban music is somehow part of your musical DNA, and it really shows. It's wonderful.
Yeah, thank you very much. I've always loved this music, and it's both dance music at the most basic level, but it's also very, very complex and deep rhythmically. And I do my best to do it. This is by a great Cuban pianist, Frank Emilio Flynn, and it's simply in 4/4, but the accents are so quirky that even a lot of seasoned musicians, when they hear it or try to play it, assume it's in some very odd time signature.
Well, if people want to take in your music, and I really don't blame them, it's just wonderful. You're going to be performing at the Auburn State Theater, as you mentioned, on Saturday, August 6th. And yep. I imagine tickets still on sale?
Tickets, there's still tickets available. You can go to my website to get them, www.davebassmusic.com.
And we also have a link on our Insight page. Thank you so much, Dave.
My pleasure, Vicki. Thank you.
And that is jazz pianist, composer, and lyricist Dave Bass, who will be performing at the Auburn State Theater. And we have more information on our Insight page. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer, Chris Feltz. Joe Barr is Cap Radio's chief content officer. And I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.